The Spoken Word.
Welcome back, Space Cadets, to the world of the Planet Man, episodes 51 to 53. Make sure your ray guns are charged up and you have plenty of oxygen in your tanks. And keep your visors down, because this is going to be another exciting adventure by combining three back-to-back episodes on this one track. Yes, three for one. You can't beat that. Episode 51, What Will the Council of the Mardai Decide of the Fate of the Solar System? The planet is run by women, so it is likely to be a good decision. Episode 52, A Strange Silent Figure Appears and Runs Away After Being Spoken To. Rora returns as Mala runs off. The Council declines to assist Dantro on the solar system. That doesn't sound very good, Space Cadets. Episode 53, Gaza, the chief scientist of the Mardai, invites Dantro into her laboratory. She says she will help Dantro, but can she be trusted? And that is the lineup on this track. Remember, when episode 53 ends, level off and be looking for the next three episodes, soon to be available on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And now,
The Planet Man! This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Dantro, the Planet Man, and Slats are on the home planet of the Mardi, where women dominate the society. The Mardi possess scientific knowledge far in advance of Dantro's, enough to help him defeat Marston if they want to. We find our two friends awaiting word of the Council's decision.
This sitting around gives me the jitters. Let's try and bust out of this place.
No, Slats. Rura warned us not to try to leave these quarters.
It's not just the waiting. It's knowing that the Council has decided the fate of our solar system without our even being able to talk to them. That's what gripes me.
Relax, Slats. It could be worse.
I don't know. From the way Rura acted and spoke, the odds are against us.
Why do you say that?
Don't play dumb, Dantro. You know that these gals want to keep the upper hand here in their system. They're probably afraid that once their own men see the way things are with us, they'll demand equality and the jig will be up.
Well, I wish I didn't agree with your analysis, Slats, but I'm afraid you're awfully close to the truth.
Sure, we just sit here and wait for the bad news.
Well, don't be too certain of that. These women are a smart race. A lot smarter than we are in some ways. Maybe their intelligence will overrule their fears and prejudices.
You're just hoping. See, I prefer action.
Slats, wake up. Someone's coming.
Oh, yeah, I must have dozed off. Probably at Rura, gal. She's certainly no help at all.
Oh, hello, Rura.
Hello, Planet Man.
Hiya, what's the good word? Has the Council made up its mind?
When they do, you'll know about it.
Well, don't get so huffy. I don't know why it's all so secret. Why can't we talk to them at least?
I don't feel it necessary to explain the actions of my people to strangers, particularly inferiors.
Inferiors? Where do you get that stuff? Now, listen here, lady.
Cut it out, Slats. Don't take him so seriously, Rura. We're used to direct action, especially Slats. Staying cooped up here after traveling across the whole galaxy is pretty hard to take.
I can understand that. Would it make things easier if I took you on a tour of our capital city?
How about it, Slats? Like to see the sights?
Would I say anything would be better than just sitting here twiddling my thumbs? Let's go.
Not so fast. There's something we had better clear up before we leave this room.
I knew there was a catch somewhere.
What is it, Rura?
We will leave here and go directly to my ground car. The passage is high, and so is the gravity tube to the lower level. Once in the car, you are to remain silent and out of sight. The ports are one way. You can see out, but no one can see in.
I get it. We're top secret. What's the matter? Are you afraid some of your men would get ideas?
The reasons are not your concern. Unless you give me your promise to do as I want, we will not leave this room.
You have our promise.
That's good. But let me warn you. I am armed with a sonic disruptor, and I will not hesitate to use it if you try any tricks.
Listen, where we come from, a man's word is as good as his bond.
But this is not where you come from. Here, it's a woman's word that counts. Don't ever forget it.
Okay, I'll remember. But I can't pretend I like it very much. Let's go.
Follow me.
Man, oh, pardon me, Roar. Lady, this is really a city.
Do you like it?
Like it? I'm bowled over. I thought Planaria Rex was something, but this makes it look like a bunch of mud huts.
Where are we going, Roar?
Over to the administration building. I have an errand to perform.
What about us?
You're to remain in the car. I hope I can depend upon you not to try to leave while I'm gone.
Well, I told you before, Rura, don't worry about us. We've given you our word and we'll keep it.
It's in your own best interest that you do. I'll be back as quickly as I can.
Hey, this is our chance.
Stay where you are, Slats. You're just making things worse.
Okay, but I don't see how they could be much worse than they are now.
Dantro and Slats are certainly in a peculiar situation. What will their fate be with the Mardi? Should they try and escape now? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Dantro and Slats, they were being shown the wonders of the capital city of the Mardi, the planet where woman is dominant. We find them now as they are waiting in a ground car for the return of Rura, who left a short while ago to attend to a matter in the administration building.
Hi, Stantro. Look at that cruiser coming in. Isn't she a beauty?
Oh, it's more than that, Slats. Look at the way that ship is landing. It's as perfect a job of navigation and control as you or I've ever seen.
All right, don't rub it in. Hey, look.
What?
There. That gal, that jet scooter, she's coming this way.
Well, it's no concern of ours, Slats. Just relax.
I know. She's headed right for this car, and she looks as though she means business.
I'm afraid you're right, Slats. I don't know what this is all about, but for goodness sakes, remember where we are and just sit tight.
Whose car is this?
It belongs to Rura.
Who are you, and who gave you permission to address me?
Look, don't get excited, lady. You just asked a question. We answered it for you.
Who are you two, and who is responsible for your insolence? You know very well that no man is permitted to address a member of the Special Patrol unless he is asked to.
I think perhaps you'd better talk to Rura. She can explain all about this.
Now you are venturing to give me advice. I think perhaps you need to be taught some manners. Come with me.
Look, lady, why don't you lay off? We can't come with you. We were told to stay here.
I've had about enough of your insolence. Come out of that car at once, or you will never have a second chance.
Hey, Dantro, look, that's some kind of blaster she's pointing at us. What can we do?
I guess we'd better do as she says, Slats. Well, come on.
Rura's going to be sore if we do. She told us to stay put.
We'll argue about that when the time comes. Right now, I think we'd better do as this gal says. She's not very patient.
Right.
Are you coming, or shall I use this?
We're coming.
What's going on over there? Wait a minute.
Gee, it's about time she showed up.
What's wrong, Lieutenant?
Who are you?
I am Rura, Special Envoy of the Council. Here are my credentials.
Let me see them. All right, but that does not explain these two. Are you aware of their insolence?
I can't explain it to you, but they are under the protection of the Council.
Under the protection of the Council? Since when is the Council protecting men against the authority of their superiors?
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. But everything concerning these two is of the utmost secrecy. I must ask you to leave the matter entirely in my hands.
Wait till my superiors hear about this. They may be in your hands for the time being, but I can promise you that it won't be for long. We shall teach them a lesson.
I forbid you to report this incident to anyone.
Forbid me?
That's what I said. And if you doubt that I have the authority, you had better call Heru, Chief of the Council.
You can be sure I will do it immediately. And if what you are telling me is not so, you will regret it.
Get back into the ground car, you two. Quickly.
Come on, Slats.
This is a fine business. One tells us to get out, the other tells us to get back in.
I said get back in.
Don't get excited. I'm getting. Hey, Rura, where are we going? Hey, didn't you hear me? I said, where are we going now? How do you like that, Dantro? Isn't that just like a woman?
I've warned you before, Slats. I will not tolerate that kind of talk. Every time you have something disparaging to say, you speak of women. I consider it a personal affront.
Oh, he doesn't mean it the way it sounds, Rura. It's just the way of expression.
I need no pointers from you, Planet Man. I am well aware of that fact. And because I am aware of it, I resent what he says even more. For to me, it's indicative of the role women must play in your society. I shudder to think what it would be like to live in such a situation where women who are obviously superior to men must play the role of inferiors.
I think perhaps I'd better explain something to you, Rura. Among our planets, women play a role that is fully the equal of the men. Neither dominates. They work side by side.
But Slats is from the Earth. Is that planet not a member of your league?
Well, it is, yes, but as yet it's not been made a full member. It's only recently developed to the point where its first interplanetary flight was possible. As a matter of fact, the customs on Earth may not be as advanced as those of the other planets. Slats speaks not for the League, but only for Earth.
Look, you don't have to make excuses for me, Dantro. Maybe what I said sounded a lot worse than it should. You see, actually, back on Earth, things have changed a lot. I have no prejudices against women, Roar. It's just the way I talk, not the way I feel.
Perhaps what you say is true, but I can only go by what you do. The things your speech indicates. Certainly you have shown prejudice against women, which I find intolerable.
Okay, I'll watch the way I talk. But it has nothing to do with the way things happened back at the spaceport. That wasn't our fault. That gal came over and ordered us out of the ground car and didn't even give us a chance to explain.
I assumed that was what happened, and I must apologize for her conduct. She is not typical of our women.
It's okay. There's a bad apple in every barrel.
However, don't let it give you any ideas about me. I'm not apologizing for my feelings.
Nobody said you were.
I think we understand each other, Rora. Now perhaps you'll tell us where we're going.
Back to your quarters.
Well, you said you were going to show us the city. We hardly seen anything.
That's true, and I'm sorry. But I can't afford to take any more chances. I have orders that you are to be kept from contact from any of our people, other than myself and the manservant that tends your quarters.
You mean we got to go back there and sweat it out?
If by that you mean wait for the council's ruling, that's exactly what you must do.
Oh, it's not so bad, Slats. It won't be for very long anyway, will it, Rura?
I told you before, I'm not free to discuss the council with you. I will say, however, that you should not count too much on their support.
Not count too much on their support. That's swell. You see, Dantro? You see? It's just what I told you. We're just wasting time while Marston gets stronger.
Marston gets stronger while our two friends wait the decision of the Mardi Council. When will this decision come? And what will it say? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
From the big KOS Weather Bureau in Washington, D.C., James C. Petrolo, President, here is the present temperature for our town and vicinity. For our town, 119 degrees. For vicinity, 27.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. Slats and Dantro are on the planet of the Mardi, the race run by women, with a science far in advance of the League's. They hope that the council which rules will decide to help them against Marston. But things look black indeed.
They certainly seem to be taking their time about making a decision.
Yeah.
Hey, Dantro, look.
What? Oh, hello.
Hear the door open?
Hiya, come on over, sit down.
Don't be afraid, we aren't going to hurt you. We'd just like to ask you a few questions.
What's the matter with that guy? Is he dumb or something? Look at him, he just stands there.
Well, I guess he has orders not to talk to us.
That's right, that's what he said before. Hey, look, fella, what's your name? Listen, we won't tell anybody, you can open up. What's the score on here? How do you guys feel about having women run everything? What's the matter? Oh, brother, look at that guy go. Hello, Aurora.
Hello. Was that Mallow who rushed out of here so quickly?
Rushed out? I didn't even notice that he was here.
Please don't offend my intelligence. I heard you talking as I came in. What were you trying to do? Get information from him?
Now, don't jump to conclusions, Rura. We were only trying to be friendly. After all, we've got to talk to someone. We've seen hardly anyone but each other for a long time now.
I sympathize in your desire for conversation, Planet Man. But my sympathies are not the point. You and Mallow have orders not to communicate with each other. If you break or violate those orders, I will have no choice but to report back to the council.
You mean you'd give the guy the business just for talking to us?
We've discussed it far enough. You know what is expected of you. I trust I will not have to mention it again. Let me say that it is fortunate for Mala that I did not hear his voice.
All right, Ruru, we understand and we apologize. Tell me, have you any word from the council?
Yes, I'm afraid I have.
Afraid? I guess I know what that means. Well, it doesn't come as a surprise.
Let Ruru explain, Slats. Exactly what happened, Ruru?
There's nothing to explain, Planet Man. The council has decided to deny your request for aid.
That does it. They never even give us a chance to tell our side and make a decision. What kind of justice is that? How do you expect me to have any respect for your ways of doing things, Ruhr, if that's an example of justice on this planet?
It's not your place to question the decision of the Council, nor mine. I'm not free to discuss it.
I respect your position, Ruhr, but surely this doesn't finish our case.
There's nothing you can do. The Council has decided, and that is final. They are the highest government body in our system. There is no appeal.
But do they know what they're deciding?
What do you mean?
I mean, do they realize that this is not just a question of whether they help us or not? It goes far beyond that. Marston has the weapons and the devices of the ancient race at his disposal. At this moment, he's involved in trying to gain complete control of our League of Planets. Even with his weapons, that will not be easy for him. The whole League will resist him in every way that they can, and so will all the people on all the planets.
Yeah, fine, a lot of resistance they can do against all the stuff he's got.
That's right, Slats. You see, Ruhr, there's no question that sooner or later, Marston will triumph. The League will be in his hands. Do you think a man like Marston will ever be content with one solar system?
What do you mean, Planet Man?
Well, I think my meaning is obvious. Once he has control of our system, his ambitions will grow. He will reach out for new planets, new peoples to conquer. It's only a question of time before he reaches this section of the galaxy, and what then?
Are you serious?
I was never more serious in my life, Ruhr.
But you said yourself that our science has advanced enough to enable us to help you overcome Marston. Why, then, should we fear him?
Yes, it is strong enough to overcome the power that Marston has now. But as he conquers new peoples, he will gain the advantages of their scientific knowledge. Who knows what new weapons, new machines, will be in his hands by the time they reach out for this system?
Hey, you know, I never thought of that, Dantro. That makes a lot of sense. How about that, Ruhr? Do you think your council thought of that?
I wish I knew. Truthfully, your words give me cause for great concern, Planet Man.
That's good, Ruhr. And I'm glad that what I say makes sense. But what about your council? Can't we tell them what I've just told you?
It's impossible.
What do you mean, impossible? A year ago, I would have said it was impossible for anybody to leave the gravity of the Earth. Impossible for any science to do 100 of the things that today are just routine to me. Nothing's impossible.
Those words convince no one but yourself, Slats. I cannot change the customs of 1,000 years with logic. No man has ever appeared before the Supreme Council of the Mardi. No man ever shall. It's unthinkable.
Can't you speak for us?
I don't know what to say. While it's true I'm a special envoy of the Council, I am not as important as you may think.
Well, isn't there someone you can talk to?
Yes, I think there is. This is worth at least the effort. Heru, the head of the Council, has always been quite friendly to me. Perhaps she will listen. At least I will try.
Well, that's fine of you, Ruhr.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you're a pretty swell gal.
Don't forget yourself, Slats. My interest is not in you, but in my own people. Don't presume upon my concern to become familiar. You and Dantro are still my inferiors. I cannot forget that.
There you go again. I guess I just don't understand women.
This is hardly the time for an explanation of a very complicated question, Slats. We're both grateful to you, Ruhr. Do the best you can.
I shall. If I have any word for you, I'll come back at once.
Thank you.
I guess we were right about her. She's pretty regular.
Don't be too optimistic, Slats. It may do no good at all.
You know, Marston sure must be making things miserable back at home, getting stronger, knocking off the opposition, building up his own organization. What next?
Well, Danto seems to have stirred Ruhr with his talk of Marston. Can Ruhr get the Mardi Council to reconsider its decision? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. When we left Dantro and Slats, they were still confined to their quarters on the planet of the Mardi. We find them now as they await some word from Ruhr, who left to explain to her superiors Dantro's thoughts on Marston.
Here we are, waiting for a bunch of women to make up their minds, or rather to change them. And while we are, who knows what Marston's up to?
I've thought about that, and it certainly must be rough back there, particularly for Judge Augustus. How Marston must hate him, and with me away, he's probably getting rid of all his hatred on the judge.
Judge Augustus, I think that Dantro would enjoy this organization as we have it set up now. They used to call him the Fearless Planet Man. He's so fearless, he's disappeared into space.
Yeah. Hey, Dantro, listen. What are we going to do if Ruhr comes back with the news that the Council's turned us down again?
Go on with our ship, Slats. What else can we do?
There must be a way to get to the Council Chamber to make them understand.
There is a way.
What? Who's that?
Mala.
Yes, there is a way.
You mean you'll help us, Mala?
I've been listening to you talk ever since you first came, and what you've been saying has made sense.
You mean about Marston?
About Marston? Yes, of course. And about our society, too. I've often wondered at the injustice of one group being forced to remain always as inferiors. But the position of the men in the society of Mardi seemed doomed. The women had the knowledge and the power and the weapons. There was nothing I or any other man could do but obey.
It must be pretty rough.
It's not pleasant. But the things you and the Planet Man have said have given me hope. I do not know what I could do, but I will help you.
Well, there's one very important thing you can do.
What is that?
You know about the decision of the Council?
I heard everything.
You know how anxious we are to get before the Council ourselves.
I heard that, too, but I warn you, even if you could get there, it would be suicide.
What do you mean, suicide?
Oh, you would be cut down before you could speak.
You mean you think they'd knock us off just for trying to talk to them?
I'm afraid you underestimate the strength of custom among our people. As Rura told you, no man has entered the Council Chamber for as long as any of us can remember.
I appreciate your warning, Mala, but we will have to take that chance if Rura brings us word that they refuse to grant our request. Will you lead us there?
If that is what you wish.
Is it very far from here?
No. As a matter of fact, the Council Chamber is in this building.
In this building? Where?
On the highest level.
Where are we?
About midway.
Is there a direct way to the chamber?
The gravity lift at the end of this passage ends in the anteroom of the Council Chamber.
Oh, brother, what a break. We're practically in their lab. Oh,
unfortunately, it's not that simple. The way is guarded and patrolled. However, if that is what you wish, I will guide you there.
Good. Hey. I think Rora's coming back.
You're right.
I'd better leave before she gets here. It will not do to arouse her suspicions. I think she already suspects me.
Well, let's have it. What's the score?
I'm sorry, but I accomplished nothing.
Wouldn't Haru listen to you?
She listened, and I believe she was impressed by what I said. But she is only one of the council. And she said that she could not on her own ask them to change their minds.
But if she agrees with you...
Please, I've done all I can. I'm afraid there's nothing more that can be done. The Council's decision stands, and that is that.
Our two friends must now take action. Will they try to reach the Council room of the Mardi? What danger does this move present? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
And now, listen to this.
I don't know what to do about my clear skin.
Don't feel bad, King Teen. Be one of the crowd. Buy Pimpalon. Adds blotches and blemishes to the clearest of skins. Pimpalon comes complete with tiny applicator and 30-day supply of red paint. If clear skin persists, see your dermatologist.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man.
Slats and Dantro are on the planet of the Mardi, a race ruled by women in search of help against Marston. Rura, one of the Mardi, has just brought word that the ruling council has refused to aid Dantro.
But they just can't refuse.
They can and they have, Slats.
I've done all I could. Haru was sympathetic, but she said the council had given its decision and she couldn't reopen the matter.
So we can just go whistle, eh?
You're welcome to stay here in these quarters until you're ready to leave. Then we'll transfer you back to your ship and you can go on. Perhaps you'll find some other race to help your solar system.
Yeah, in about 10 years.
Well, thanks for your help, Rura. We'll let you know when we want to go back to the ship.
Very well. I'll leave you now. If you want anything, ask Mala. Goodbye.
So long. Wonder where Mala is. We better start planning to get to that council.
Quiet, Slats. Rura may be listening at the door.
She doesn't suspect anything.
Don't underestimate her, Slats. She's a smart girl.
Do not worry, Planet Man.
What?
Rura has gone.
Oh, you startled me. I didn't hear you come in.
I was here all the time behind the screen.
Well, you heard, Rura?
I heard.
Well, it's up to you now.
I will do as I promised, if you still wish it.
So wish it? Are you joking? We've got to get to that council chamber more than ever now.
You also, Planet Man?
Slats speaks for me.
Listen closely, then. There must be no mistake.
Shoot.
I will leave here in a moment. You two are to carry on as though nothing was changed. I will return when all are asleep.
We'll be ready.
Until later, then.
So long, partner.
Say, if we get away with this and Mallow manages to sneak us into that council chamber, what do we tell him?
I'm not sure, Slats.
Well, it better be convincing or our whole search is liable to end for good.
Slats.
Huh?
Slats, wake up.
What? Let me go. I'll show him up.
Where? Why?
Stantro.
Huh? Wake up, Slats. It's time.
Time for what? Oh, I forgot. Is Mallow here?
I'm here, Slats. We must go at once.
Okay, I'm ready.
Not so fast.
Huh?
Here, put these on.
We wear that stuff? What for?
We'd be spotted in a minute in our own clothes.
I hope we will not meet anyone. But if we should, we might still be safe if you look like the Mahdi.
Get going, Slats.
Yeah, I am. I never thought I'd wear one of these outfits. My legs will get cold all bare.
Stop griping, Slats. The buildings are warm.
Come. There's not time to lose.
Either way.
Remember, if we meet anyone, let me do the talking.
Pleasure is all yours.
Around this way. The gravity lift is at the end of the corridor.
Lead the way.
Someone is coming.
That's great.
Here, quickly.
Hey, where are we?
This is the apartment of a council member named Kaza.
Well, we'd better get out.
Let me see if the way is clear. All clear. Come. Here's the gravity lift.
Where's the car?
No car is necessary. The beam carries you up.
You sure? It's a long way down.
Watch.
Boy, ain't that something. Hey, Dantro, wait for me.
Come along. The council chamber is at the end of the corridor.
We're almost there. You hear that, Dantro?
Now, this is the most dangerous part of all. These walls are all patrolled. We must be watchful.
I'll check the rear. You and Mallow, watch ahead.
Come. Here comes the guard. Back, quick.
Who's there? Stop!
She's seen us. Come on.
I'm with you.
Stop! I'll disintegrate you! Stop! You can't get away! Stop!
Hey, where's Dantro?
Slats, Mallow, give me your belt, quickly.
Well, up there he is. He got the guard. Come on.
Here's my belt.
Yeah, here's mine, too. You think anybody hurt her?
Let's hope not. There, that'll hold her. It's lucky I grabbed her as she came around that corner. She'd have had a sure.
Hey, what do we do with her?
There's a storage room up the hall. We leave her there. Now, let's go on to the chamber. I'll soon have to leave. It's almost time for me to report to Rura.
Hey, boy, this is some council chamber. Hey, guys, I'm sure glad we got rid of that guard or we'd never have made it.
Now, you can conceal yourselves behind those hangings.
Yeah.
I must go now. Good luck.
We can use it. Thanks for your help.
You are brave men.
Yeah, that goes for me, too. So long, Mallow. Well, Dantro, here we are, right in the middle of the soup. You better think of a mighty convincing argument for that council.
Well, our two friends are certainly on the spot. Will they even get as far as to tell their story to the Mardi Council? We'll be back in a moment. So, level up. When we left Dantro and Slats, they were in the highly secret council chamber of the Mardi, having been guided there by their newly found friend Mallow. We find them now hiding behind some drapes in the chamber.
These drapes make a good hideout, Slats.
Yeah. Hey, listen to what's coming. Oh, brother.
I asked you to come a little early, Gaza. I wanted to talk to you before the rest of the council came. What do you want to talk about, Haru?
About those two men from across the galaxy and their request for help.
The council has already decided. What is there to discuss?
Your attitude, Gaza.
My attitude?
You're our most brilliant scientist, Gaza. I admire your intelligence. I thought you of all people would see the wisdom of helping them.
It's because I am intelligent that I insisted the council send them away. I don't want our social order changed.
But sooner or later...
You sound like a frightened child, Haru. We have nothing to fear from their masters. Our science is centuries ahead of theirs.
I see it will do no good to reason with you.
I will not change my mind, and don't try to reopen the matter before the council. You know our rules forbid it.
Don't try to teach me the rules. I was teaching them before you were born.
Perhaps it's time you let someone else teach them.
Well, never mind that now. Here comes the rest of the council. Good morning. Let us get to work. What's this? What's happening?
Members of the council, hear me.
Quiet,
hear
quiet,
me.
Everyone.
Where are the three men?
Three men?
What is the meaning of this? Three men. They assaulted me, locked me in a storeroom. I just got free.
Who were they?
I didn't see them. I'm sure I heard them come in here.
I don't see
now,
them.
Now, just a moment. There's only one place they could hide in here. Get your ray gun ready, guard.
That won't be necessary.
Who are you? What are you doing here? It is forbidden. There's another one. Burn them down, guard.
Hold your fire.
At the law. Guard.
I am still head of this council. Hold your fire, guard. Give me your disintegrator. Now go outside and close the door.
What is the meaning of this? You know the law. They must die for their insolence.
Your laws do not apply to us.
I hope.
Who are you? Explain yourselves.
We are the two strangers who asked your aid to help our people.
Just as I suspected, you see, I was right. They can't be trusted.
Quiet, Gaza. Who brought you two here?
I cannot tell you.
Well, we will find out quickly enough.
What do you want? You think you can force us to help you?
I demand they be executed at once. Why do you waste our time, Haru?
I know you have many things to do, but hear us for just a moment.
I've heard enough. I have a ray gun of my own, and I'll do what must be done.
Hold it, Gaza. Or you'll find out I can still shoot straight.
But the law...
Perhaps it is time we change the law. Speak, stranger. We will listen.
And so you see, if you do not help us to defeat Marston, sooner or later, he and his evil allies will reach even here.
What you say makes sense, Planet Man. Do you agree, Council?
Yes, we agree.
How about you, Gaza?
If the rest agree, I won't oppose them.
Very well, Planet Man. You and your friend wait outside while we work out the details.
We will, Haru, and thank you. You will not regret your decision. Come on, Flex.
Wow, it worked. What a relief. I don't mind telling you, I was worried. Especially when that Gaza pulled that ray gun.
So is I, Sluts, but our worries are over.
I sure hope so. You know, I don't trust that Gaza. She hasn't changed her mind about us a bit.
The rest of the council on our side, we don't have to concern ourselves with Gaza.
Yeah, I guess you're right as usual. Boy, won't Marston get a jolt when we turn the heat on him?
Well, that's one moment I'm really going to relish. Yes, Gaza?
Come with me.
Hey, wait a minute. What's going on?
Don't worry, man from Earth. I'm not going to hurt you.
I'm not worried about anything you can do, but I thought the council was going to help us.
So they are, and they designated me to do it.
You? I don't get it.
I happen to be the chief scientist of the Mardi. And now, if you think we've wasted enough time...
Where are we going?
To my laboratory, where we will prepare to act against your master.
Of course. We'll be glad to come.
Hey, Dentro, I don't like this. You may think I'm silly, but I tell you, I just don't trust this gal. Counsel or no counsel, we got to watch her every minute.
Is Gaza and the Mardi Council to be trusted? What is in store for our friends? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
3:31 a.m. according to the big KOS master clock in Greenwich, England.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Trow, the Planet Man.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/heirloomradio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.